सुदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी 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 जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमान इस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरी शशि गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरी शशील प्रभुपाद ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, text number 3, chapter entitled Questions by the Sages. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam sukamukhad amrita dravasam yutam पिबत भागवतम रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलम् शुकमुखाद् अमृतद्रवसंयुतम् पिबत भागवतम रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलम् शुकमुखाद् अमृतद्रवसंयुतम् पिबत भागवतं रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः। Nigamakalpatarorgalitam phalam sukamukhad amrutadravasam yutam भागवतं रसमालयम् मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि ಕಲ್ಪತರೋರ್ಗಲಿತಂ ಫಲಂ ಪಿಬತ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸಮಾಲಯಂ ನಿಹುರಹೋರಸಿಕಾ ಭುವಿ ಭಾವುಕಾ ನಿಗಮ ದ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಲಿಟರೇಚರ್ಸ್ ಕಲ್ಪತರೋ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಟ್ರೀ ಗಲಿತಂ ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಮೆಚೂರ್ಡ್ ಫಲಂ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ ಶುಕ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಶುಕದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ದಿ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕರ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಮುಖಾತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಲಿಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಮೃತ ನೆಕ್ಟರ್ ದ್ರವ ಸೆಮಿ ಸಾಲಿಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಾಫ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಈಸಿಲಿ ಸ್ವಾಲೋಯಬಲ್ ಸಂಯುತಂ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಪಿಬತ ಡೂ ರಿಲಿಶ್ ಇಟ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ದ ಬುಕ್ ಡೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಸೈನ್ಸ್ of the eternal relationship with the Lord. Rasam, juice, that which is relishable. Alayam, until liberation, or even in a liberated condition. Muhuhu, always. Aho, o. Rasikaha, those who are full in knowledge of mellows. Bhuvi, on the earth. Bhavukaha, expert and thoughtful. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desired tree of Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lips of Sri Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful. Although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls. Since it has a long purport, different devotees have been discussing for the last 2-3 days, I will read the last part of this purport. In Sanskrit, the parrot is also known as Shuka. When a ripened fruit is cut by the red beaks of such birds, its sweet flavor is enhanced. The Vedic fruit, which is mature and ripe in knowledge, is spoken through the lips of Srila Shukadeva Goswami, who is compared to the parrot, not for his ability to recite the Bhagavatam exactly as he heard it from his learned father, but for his ability to present the work in a manner that would appeal to all classes of men. The subject matter is so presented through the lips of Srila Shukadeva Goswami that any sincere listener that hears submissively can at once relish transcendental tastes which are distinct from the perverted tastes of the material world. The ripened fruit is not dropped all of a sudden from the highest planet of Krishna Loka. Rather, it has come down carefully through the chain of disciplic succession without change or disturbance. Foolish people who are not in the transcendental disciplic succession commit great blunders by trying to understand the highest transcendental rasa known as the rasa dance without following in the footsteps of Shukadeva Goswami, who presents this fruit very carefully by stages of transcendental realization. One should be intelligent enough to know the position of Srimad Bhagavatam by considering personalities like Sukadeva Goswami, who deals with the subject so carefully. This process of disciplic succession of the Bhagavad school suggests that in the future also, Srimad Bhagavatam has to be understood from a person who is factually a representative of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. A professional man who makes a business out of reciting the Bhagavatam illegally is certainly not a representative of Sukadeva Goswami. Such a man's business is only to earn his livelihood. Therefore, one should refrain from hearing the lectures of such professional men. Such men usually go to the most confidential part of the literature without undergoing the gradual process of understanding this grave subject. They usually plunge into the subject matter of the rasa dance, which is misunderstood by the foolish class of men. Some of them take this to be immoral, while others try to cover it by their own stupid interpretations. They have no desire to follow in the footsteps of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. One should conclude, therefore, that the serious student of the rasa should receive the message of Bhagavatam in the chain of disciplic succession from Srila Sukadeva Goswami, who describes the Bhagavatam from its very beginning and not whimsically to satisfy the mundaner who has very little knowledge in transcendental science. Srimad Bhagavatam is so carefully presented that a sincere and serious person can at once enjoy the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge simply by drinking the nectarian juice through the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami or his bona fide representative. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavan Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. So, after almost quarter century, 25 to 26 years, when this Bhagavatam started, 96, around something like that, we went through all the verses one by one, sometimes a series of them, and we completed when there is a pralaya, and that pralaya hopefully marks the pralaya of Corona also. And with the fresh Bhagavatam starting, a lot of people are coming now to the temple. Good start. So we did one parikrama of Bhagavatam. It took 25 years. I don't know, next time when we start Bhagavatam, how many will be here? But if a man lives for 100 years, he can do 4 parikramas. But then, by the time he understands, you know, bachpan khel mein khoya, jawani neend bhar soya, budhapa dekh kar roya, yahi kissa purana hai. Sajan re, bhagavatam padho, khuda ke paas jana hai. So, by the time we come to understand the gravity of the subject matter, the importance of human life, probably time has already passed. And we don't know. But thanks to Srimad Bhagavatam, it gives hope in two ways. Number one, even one verse, if understood, it is as good as perfecting the Bhagavatam study. Srila Prabhupada carried only one canto, the first canto, 3 volumes. And he said that there is everything that you need to go back to Godhead is in this. So that is the first relief and hope for anyone who has come late or anyone who is not sure whether he'll continue on. Of course, taste one, then you want to taste more. And the second hope is depending upon the intensity, the sincerity and the seriousness. Sadhyaha hridi avarudhyate atra kritibhi shushushubhis tatkshanat. Sadhya means instantly. Tatkshanat means super instantly. So this is another hope-giving thing. It's not about how long we heard. It's about how intense, how desperate. Maharaj Khatwanga perfected his life in one instant. Of course, because he was well versed with the ultimate goal of life. Parikshit Maharaj, as soon as he got notice, he perfected in just 1 week. But he could take that decision because he was well aware of the priority of life. And we, thanks to Srila Prabhupada, every day, you know, remind ourselves of how to prioritize our lives. And if not every day, thanks to this facility that is created, the temple Sunday program, at least once in a week, for those who somehow can't make it, once a week at least. Hopefully that will last till Saturday. And again, you need to recharge. So, this particular verse, the third verse of the first canto, first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, marks the conclusion of the first three verses of the Bhagavatam, wherein the author is offering Mangalacharan, invoking auspiciousness. It is a tradition in every culture, specifically in Vedic culture, that before beginning a very, very mammoth, onerous task, we pray and hope that the purpose for which we are making this effort be successful. Let it see its completion and let it serve its purpose. Because when you do something big endeavor, first of all, it should be completed. Imagine you desire to build a big house. So you put the foundation, you put the floor, you put the wall, and your funds are exhausted, there is no roof. Still you can live there, but you can't take the full advantage. So, let the work be completed, and let the purpose for which this has been started, let that be achieved. And therefore, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita gives 14 shlokas as an auspicious invocation. And Srila Vyasadev here is invoking auspiciousness by three verses. Mangala charana hoy trividha prakar, Vastu Nirdesh Ashirvada Namaskar. So this Mangalacharan generally contains three parts. It can be contained in one verse. The Valmiki Ramayana, just one verse. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Chaitanya Charitamrita, 14 verses. Srimad Bhagavatam, 3 verses. But essentially these three emotions or these three parts are there in invoking auspiciousness. First, Namaskar. I am praying to a higher power because it is not possible on my own. You know, Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat kripatam aham vande shri gurum dinataram paramananda madhavam shri chaitanyam. Mukam karoti vachalam. I have no power. But if I am empowered, probably I will be able to execute. And if that's the will of the Lord, if that's not, okay. And so therefore, first is Namaskar. After offering, you have to indicate to whom you are offering Namaskar. Specifically. To this person I am offering my namaskar and praying for empowerment, invoking their blessings. Then, Vastu Nirdesh. Vastu Nirdesh is what will be the purpose of this work? And if it is a book, what will be the main content of this book? Don't get distracted. The purpose of this book is this, not anything else. Even though I may refer to, you know, apparently divert and move to so many ways to make this point clear. But the purpose is right at the outset emphasized very clearly. And the third is Ashirvad. Ashihi Vad. Ye meri aasha hai. I am expressing the purpose that let everyone be benefited by this. That's the purpose of my writing. I may go away, but let this work continue
to achieve the purpose for which Srila Prabhupada has left, but his ISKCON is still giving hope and shelter in the form of his boat, which helps you to take across the ocean of material existence. Anyone who wants to take advantage can take advantage of it. So the first three verses, what we are concluding today, are the invocation prayers. In the first verse, he is offering namaskar. Who is he offering namaskar to? Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namaha bhagavate. Whom am I offering obeisances to? Not anyone, any ordinary person, any of these powerful personalities in this universe. No. Because the kind of work that I have set about, Muhyantiyatsu, nobody can understand this. And no one can even compile this kind of a literature. And so therefore, first of all, I am offering to Bhagavate, to that supreme absolute truth. Mattah parataram na anyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate. To that personality, there is no one above and beyond that personality. To that personality, Om Namo Bhagavate. And who is that person? Vasudevaya, the son of Vasudev. Specifically. Acha, who is that Vasudev Baba? 93 kilometers southeast of Delhi, wo jo gaon mein paida hua tha, wo? No, don't misunderstand. Avajananti baam moodha manushin tanumashritam. I will define to whom I am offering my obeisances. In this way, not only is he offering obeisances, but indirectly beginning the description of the personality whom he is going to glorify here. Vadanti tattva vidastattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shadyate. Real tattvavadis, those who know the truth, whom they glorify, to that personality. And he describes, janmadyasya yato nvayaditaratas charthesho bhigyasvarat tene brahma hridaya adikavaye muhyanti yat surayah tejo vari mridam yatha vinimayo yatra trisargo mrisha dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Who is this personality to whom I am offering obeisances? Janmadi asya. Asya means of this world that you can see, and many things that you can't see. All that you can see, hear, touch, taste, smell, and beyond. Asya of this world. Janma Adi, not just beginning, but the maintainer, not just the creator, but the maintainer and the annihilator. So God, as some people define, generator, operator, destroyer. That is an insignificant, tiny aspect of this personality. Only with regard to this miserable, useless, dukkhalayam ashashvatam material existence. Millions of other universes in the spiritual world, Tripada Vibhuti, is also maintained by him. But because you are here, prisoners are only concerned with the prison house. Because they don't know anything beyond or above. Ye bada aadmi hai bhai, iske bolne se sab hota hai. The big guy, whatever he says, happens here. The superintendent of the jail is God for the prisoner. So only the little bit of Vishnu Tattva is described here. Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya. Janmadi Asya Yataha. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka. Why? By his one insignificant tiny potency, he just creates, maintains and destroys through his one energy. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sachara. I just glance and she does everything. She's an insignificant servant of mine. Chaye vayasya bhuvanani bibharti durga ichhan rupaya mapi asya cheshtatesa. What an amazing verse. This is science. Science means to define. Once you define something, nobody can misunderstand that object with anything else and anything else with that object. That is definition. Kone Bhagwan? Tu bhi Bhagwan, mai bhi Bhagwan, pankha bhi Bhagwan, tube light bhi Bhagwan. Ito tube light wala. Anyone is God, you are God. Nay! But that personality, janmadi asya yataha, anvayat itaratascha artheshu abhigya, one who knows bhavishyani cha bhutani, past, present and future of not you and me, but of every living entity for all time to come. Abhigya. Name vidu suragana. But no, him no one can know. But he, there is nothing that he does not know. Swarat, he's completely independent. What does it mean to say he's completely independent? Two things. Number one, no one can put any rules and regulations on him. You have to behave like this. He cannot be under the control of anyone. Nobody can control him. Number two, if he tells something, no one in the creation can disobey the order. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. Bas. This is my rule. Jata sahi dhruvam mrityur, dhruvam janma mrityase. Samja? Anyone who is born has to die, whether it is Brahma to the insignificant microbe. Anyone dare go against that? That is the absolute truth. Whatever he speaks, lying on a rock, no one can go against it. However powerful they are. What to speak of the demons? Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, who tried to disregard the stringent laws that are set by him. Even the powerful devatas. Not only this. Tene brahma hridaya adi. All that is known and unknown, all the knowledge, originally was given to the original first person of this universe. Tene, by whom? Brahma, that is all knowledge. Both nominal and phenomenal. Both brahma jnana and this material knowledge of this world. All that you are aware, all that you are not aware. All that you can perceive, all that you cannot perceive. All that anyone can ever perceive. And beyond. Tene brahma hrida. By his inconceivable mercy, he instilled it in the heart of Brahmaji. Tene brahma hridaya adikavaye. Adikavi, the original personality of this universe. But muhyanti yat surayah. Name vidu suragana prabhavamna maharshayah. No one can ever understand him until and unless he gives the mercy. Otherwise, muhyanti yat surayah. Tejo vari mridam yatha vinimayo yatra trisar gomrisha. And if you don't see things of this world in relationship to him, then it is simply illusion. What is illusion? This is not illusion. This is not illusion. This is not illusion. If it is illusion, you come, I'll hit it on your head. Who dare say that this is illusion? This is not illusion, but it is temporary. If you see it without its connection with the Lord, that is illusion. To see anything without its connection to Krishna. Why? Aham sarvasya prabhu matta. Everything is connected. It exists because it is connected to me. The day that connection is lost, which is never lost, to see something separate from him is Maya. What is not? Maya means what is not. What is not? Nothing is unconnected from the Lord. And to see everything from the Lord means to utilize everything for the purpose of serving the Lord, to glorify the Lord and to purify one's existence. Dhamna svena sadani rasta kuhakam. this material world, bhutva, bhutva praliyate, but doesn't mean that the spiritual world is like that. His abode, not only him, his name, his form, his qualities, and his abode, nirastakuhakam, their temporariness or illusory or misery doesn't touch that abode. Satyam param dhimahi. To that personality I am offering. Koi hai? Who takes this call and says, Mai hu bhai wo? It's me. Let anyone who dares claim God fit to this definition. To that personality I am offering my obeisances. This is science. What scientific definition? Second verse. Dharma projita kaita votra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vidyam vastavamatra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam srimad bhagavate mahamunikrite kimva parair ishvaraha sadyo hridya varudhyate trakritibhi shushu shubhishtatkshanat. In this verse I'm going to tell you what is the subject matter of this book. Nothing else but this. Atra, atra, atra. Three times he's telling. In this book, in this book, in this particular literature. Atra. Dharma projita kaitava atra. Paramo nirmat sarana. Vedyam vastava atra. Vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam. Srimad bhagavate mahamunikrite kimba. Sadyo hrudi avarudhyate atra. Krutivi. Not sarvatra. Atra. In this particular book. This is the purpose. I am describing dharmaha projita kaitava. The natural constitutional position of everything as it is. Of nature. Of the Lord. Of the living entity. Of time. Of the activities. In its actual form as they are, not as people think them to be. Everything else is removed here. Things as they are. Dharmaha projita kaitava atra. Paramaha and paramo dharma. The real ultimate constitutional position of everything in with respect to the original truth. That's what is described here. After that, nobody can ever fall in illusion. Upadek chanti de jnanam jnane. Jnanina stato darshita. Yam yaj gyatva na punar moham evam yasasi pandava. Yena bhutani asheshena drakshasi atmani athomai. After knowing this, after reading this, after understanding this, you can never fall into illusion. If you are falling, you have not understood. Simple. Because if you understand this, you know everything what they are, as they are. You will use them for what it is meant for. So dharma projita kaitava atra paramo. Achha, who can understand? Nirmat saranam satam vedyam. If you want to understand this, only one qualification. Anyone can get admission. Acha, only one little criteria, that's all. Kya? Remove envy from your heart. Oh, Krishna. Originally you came here because of that. And if you want to go back, just remove that part. Icha dvesha samutthena dvanda mohena bharata sarabhutani sammoham sargayanti. The day you decided to be the Lord, you decided to be the controller, the master, the proprietor, all inauspicious began. But right at Mangalacharan, I will create all auspiciousness for you. Only thing is this criteria. Arjun, you can understand. Idam tute guhyatamam pravakshami anusuya. Because you are non-envious. Therefore you can understand this truth. So if you want to understand, this truth is here. It's available. If you go to book godown, it is available today. You can take it home. The Lord comes to your home. You may be sitting next to it. You may be far, far away. We have no power even to remove that envy. But the process is given by which you can understand this. First, it is telling how difficult it is. Who can understand? Who can actually relish this? Rasa. You want to relish rasa, right? But that rasa, any rasa of this world when you drink, it increases the desire to take more and more. After some time, you get disgusted. That's the nature of rasa of this world. Any rasa, including the ultimate rasa of this material world of sex life. It's like a pendulum. You go like that, ooh! And then, ooh, chee! And then suddenly, ooh! Then, ooh. And this way, and that way, and this way, and that way. That's the nature of rasa. But this rasa is, once you taste this, param rishtva anivartate, every other rasa will just fade away. So, dharma projita kaita votra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vedyam vastava vastu. Really real thing I am going to tell you. Achha, really real kya hota hai? That means there is something falsely real. Yes, this world, your body is falsely real. It is real today, but it will not be real tomorrow. It won't be there tomorrow. What to speak of reality? This world is there today. Tomorrow it will not be there. The Himalayan mountain will be there today. It may not be there after some time. That some time, of course, long time. Vastav. But what I am describing here, the Lord, the living entity and their relationship. Mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. This is Bhagavad Dharma. Anything related with Bhagavan, this is Bhagavad Dharma. This is Sanatana. Sanatanastvam purushomatome. This is what is being described here. Vastavatru shivadam tapatrayon mulanam. Srimad Bhagavate. This is called Bhagavatam. The name is given here only. Title is given here. The name of the book is right here. Srimad Bhagavate. And why is it called Bhagavatam? Because it deals with the Lord and everything in relationship with the Lord, in relationship to Him. Mahamuni Krite. Then there is this question. Mahamuni, as aapne khud likha, Mahamuni likha raha hun. Actually, anyone who knows this or who explains this as it is Mahamuni. Narada Muni is Mahamuni because he explained this. Vyasadeva is Mahamuni because he explained this. Shukadeva Goswami is Mahamuni. Otherwise, Nasav Muni Riyasa Matam Na Bhinnam. Muni means mental gymnast. Powerfully playing with the mind. But Sthitadhir Muni, that Muni whose mind is fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord and who sees everything in relationship in its original position as it is, that is Mahamuni Krite. Whoever is spoken this in the first place, whoever is writing this, whoever is going to speak about this, if they speak as per the criteria, they are Mahamuni in the making. You know, Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite. Because no one other than a Mahamuni, the ultimate Muni, the perfect Muni, can only speak about this, understand this, and take advantage of this. Manmana, his mind is fixed at the lotus feet. Mahamuni Krite, kim va parair Ishwaraha. Having read this, who will develop a taste for reading other petty literatures? Even Vedic literatures. Kim va parair Ishwaraha. Meaning, which other scripture can define the truth in its pure form other than this? Because this, what is the proof that this is it? This will completely satisfy you. If you follow this, the writer was not satisfied till he composed this. So how can you get satisfied by following this? Yayatma suprasidati. If you do this, you will completely become satisfied. श्रीमद् भागवते महामुनिकते किंबा परे सद्यः. दिस इज वन बेनिफिट और द वन नेचर ऑफ दिस पर्टिकुलर थिंग. सद्यः हृदि अवरुद्धते अत्र एंड इट विल ऑल्सो डिस्क्राइब द प्रोसेस एंड द इंसिडेंट्स वेयर इन पीपल हु डिड नॉट हैव द अबव क्वालिफिकेशन निर्मत्सराणाम सतान बट सद्यः हृदि अवरुद्धते बट बिकॉज दे टुक शेल्टर डेस्परेटली ऑफ द प्रोसेस टू द एक्सक्लूजन ऑफ एवरीथिंग एल्स सद्यः हृदि अवरुद्धते अत्र कृतिभिः. कृति मीन्स सम पायस क्रेडिट इज रिक्वायर्ड. इफ देयर इज अ पायस क्रेडिट यू विल कम. भागवतम इज गोइंग ऑन सद्यः. इंस्टेंटली यू विल कम एंड सिट. एंड दुष्कृति इंस्टेंटली यू विल गेट अप एंड गो. भागवतम ये रामायण बहुत सुना हूं मैंने. I've heard this many times. I know the story. सद्यः हृदि अवरुद्धते अत्र कृतिभिः. You have some taste, some ruchi, some or some desire, or the desire to have the desire. Therefore, I come here. Shushrushubhis tatkshanat. And now we are coming to the verse, the third verse. After describing, now he is giving Ashirvad. It is so pleasing and satisfying to the heart that if anyone, as mentioned earlier, approaches this, then Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. Nigama, before that, Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. If Vedas are compared to a tree, Kalpataru means you stand under it and ask for anything. Vidyarthi lavate vidyam, dhanarthi lavate dhanam, putrarthi lavate putram, mokshaarthi lavate gatim. So this is Kalpataru. Whatever you ask, you get it. But it tells you what to ask and what not to ask. Because you may mess up. Kalpataru is very dangerous. Prabhupada mentions, so there was this old poor Brahmana. He was going into the forest and cutting wood and selling it, somehow, you know, making a living. So he went there and he sat underneath a tree, take rest because he was exhausted, and suddenly said, I wish I could get some food to eat. Immediately, a plate of food came. Who? And he ate it. And he said, I wish I had some water. Glass of water, gold pot, jackpot. Wow, then he understood. Wow, this is, then he said, I wish I had a house, beautiful house. What is a house without a wife? The wife came. Whatever he was asking, everything was coming. And suddenly he said, Bapre, the sun is setting. What if a tiger comes and eats me? Don't ask me what happened. So, because we have so much of contamination in our heart, Kalpataru is very dangerous for us. Therefore, very mercifully Krishna has covered it over, even in Vrindavan. And he just locked it, you know, delete, lock button, so that nothing is working. You press, nothing happens. For our benefit, to protect us. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam. This is the ultimate ripened fruit. Shuka mukhad amruta drava samyutam. And the perfect speaker knows exactly. Three times Prabhupada is using the word carefully, carefully, carefully. Systematically. You know, in a level by level. Designed. So scientifically, so logically, preparing yourself before the pure thing that is given. Shukamukhaat, amruta drava. And it is drava. It is all the seed and the skin is removed. You know, pure rasa. Pure rasa, as Dwarkadish Prabhu was mentioning the other day. Lord Chaitanya, you know, sowed a tree and suddenly there were mangoes. No fruit, I'm sorry, no skin, no, and no fiber also. You know, sometimes it sticks between the teeth and for 10 hours you keep on pulling it out. No, pure juice, packed. You know, and you may say, hey, Bhagalwale ke do mil gaya. Nahi. Fully satisfy you. That's the nature of spiritual. Fully satisfies you. You will be satisfied, I say. Anki paajega? Nako wala. So, shukamukhad, amrita drava sab, easily drinkable. Anyone can sit and drink. Koi taklif hai kya? You are not knowledgeable. You may not be so much pious. We may not be big, big yogis. We may not be highly scholars. Anyone can sit here. If not here, after this little prasad aayega, theek hai, baithte thoda isko sunte hai. Kya kare, khatam nahi karta, jab tak khatam nahi hoga, tab tak prasad nahi milega. Whatever way, amrita drava samyutam, pibata, pibata, please drink it. One fruit that I love, but I don't like, is this pomegranate. Abhi kon usko nikal lega hai? कोई निकाल के जूस बना के देगा तो पीऊंगा. सीताफल, सो गुड, बट वो ये कोई सीताफल जूस बना के देगा तो फास्ट क्लास. सो पिबत भागवतम रसम आलयम भूरहो रसिका भूवि भावुक. इवन इफ यू आर नॉट, बाय ड्रिंकिंग इट यू विल बिकम अ रसिका. You will become a bhavuka. You will become a thoughtful person. You will become the most intelligent person. You know? So, nigama kalpataro. Nigama. One beautiful understanding. Vedic scriptures are called nigama. One beautiful understanding Radha Govind Maharaj gives of nigama. Gama means to go down. The nature of water is to go down and goes on going down till it reaches the lowest level. Similarly, the nature of our consciousness, naturally it is designed in such a way, if not restricted, naturally it goes down to the lowest level. I was in Kolhapur one time and one Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj's disciple, Vakreshwar Pandit Prabhu, he had come. He had given class, and after that, there was one child whose annaprashan ceremony had to be done. Boy's name was Rasraj. So he was brought, I was also there, and a few other devotees were there. Because he was the senior most, that child was put on his lap, and they gave him that pot, then in the cup with a spoon, silver spoon, you know, born with a silver spoon or at least fed with a silver spoon. So they gave him and a little nicely, you know, squeezed the rice. So he picked up and everyone is anxiety. Will he open his mouth or not? And as soon as the spoon was brought near, immediately opened, the child opened his mouth and psh, he put it. And everyone was, oh, so nice. Mother was saying, I never realized. And you know, he made a very interesting comment that I never forgot. He said, Ahar nidra bhai maithun, sikhana nahi padta is cheez ko. Kisi cheez ko ye cheez sikhana nahi padta hai. Apne aap sikh jate hai time aane pe. Ahar, somebody has to teach you, beta, eat. Aare, bhog laga to fridge mein se chori karke utha ke khayega. Others may not agree, all the mothers may not agree. But leave him for 2 days. Let us see. So ahara, naturally, everyone is running after. Papi pet ka sawal hai Maharaj. Nidra. Especially in Bhagavatam class. If I speak for a little more time, I assure you, nobody has to teach you. You can go to sleep if you want. No. Tell me the name of the speaker and I'll go to sleep right now. Bhaya, fearful. Even a child is fearful. Suddenly he walks nearby and when he goes to the tip of the... suddenly scared and come back. And at the proper time, Maitunamcha, nobody needs to teach. So these things are natural. It is described by Krishna in the Uddhava Gita. Loke vyavaya amisha madhya seva nityahi jantur nahi tatra chodana. Loke, in this world, vyavaya. Vyavaya means sex, sexual indulgence. Amisha means meat eating. And madhya is intoxication. Any body which is made up of blood and flesh instinctually is attracted to these things if nobody tells him anything. Just allow them. Naturally they'll go towards that. However, that's not proper if done beyond a particular limit. Nidra ahara vihara kadi vijitau. Yukta ahara viharasya, yukta karma sacheshtasa, yukta sopnava. It should be indulged, but not whimsically, not irrestrictedly. And therefore, scriptures have given vivaha, yajna, surapare. So far, for the sexual indulgence, the ashram of marriage is given to restrain and utilize it. Dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi. Then, for meat eating, a particular kind of yajna is given. You can offer that as a bali and then eat that animal. And there are some yajnas where at the end of it, you can take, Prabhupada calls it, ritual cups of wine. Matlab khoda pahad nikli chuhiya. After spending 10,000 rupees for the yajna, you get one peg. That means this is the price you have to pay to get that. The idea is nivrittirishta. The idea is not to encourage. That is why Narada chastised Jugupsite Dharmakritenu Shasanam Swabhavaraktasya Mahanatikrama. Vyasadevi, you have done a big, though your intention was good, you have encouraged all these things. In the form of karma kanda, people will do this and by enjoying they will feel I am a very halo around the head, I am a very pious person. And they will forget the ultimate goal. Now I want you to write another scripture. So, the whole purpose of the process that is recommended, there are two things. Scriptures, we're discussing about Nigama Kalpatar or Galitam Phalam. Why is it called Galitam Phalam? The ripened fruit. So Nigama scriptures contain all scriptures. Any scripture essentially contains two kinds of statements. Vidhi and Nishedha. Do's and don'ts. Prescriptions and prohibitions. Do this at this time, in this way, for this purpose. Don't do this, this time, in this way, for this purpose. So, every conditioned soul in all the species, especially in the human form of life, has a propensity from the lowest level, he can attain the highest level. That's the speciality of the human form of life. That's the speciality of human form of life. From Godas to Goswami. From completely the servant of the senses. Under the material body. Whatever the senses want, whatever my mind wants, naturally I'll go towards that. Trividham narakasyedam dwaram. But if you allow it, They drag you down, down, down to the lowest hellish kind of existence, the mode of ignorance. So, nigama. Gama means to go down, and nigama means to stop you from going down. Hey, don't go down, man. Go up. Only human. Dharma hi tesham adhiko visheshu. Others can't do it. They can't understand. Only human being can understand. But there are different levels of human beings. Therefore, it is different shlokas for different folks. So, doesn't matter wherever you are. But wherever you are, follow certain restrictions. That's human life. That is civilized human life. Huh? Uncivilized? Animal. Sophisticated, polished animal. But civilized human life means, क्यों मैं खड़ा हुआ है? अरे मेरे को टाइम है, मेरे को सबसे पहले मैं जाऊंगा. पढ़ा लिखा नहीं है क्या? पढ़ा लिखा हूं, इसीलिए थोड़ा होशियारी से सामने जाता हूं, बुद्धिमत्ता के साथ. नो, रियली सिविलाइज्ड मींस इवन दो द डिजायर इज कट शॉर्ट, टेक ए शॉर्टकट. व्हाई ऑल दिस? व्हाई शुड आई गेट दिस? ए नो नो नो, दिस इज नॉट सिविलाइज्ड वे. सिविलाइज्ड वे इज टू सोशल एटिकेट. Is you take your turn, wait for your turn. Animal doesn't. Animal just pushes, might is right. But in human life, right is might. Hey, aisa nahi karna, aisa nahi karna. Char log chillaye to, acha theek hai. But if nobody chilla, hey, jo main kiya wahi. So, at every level there are instructions. And, so, here is the lowest stage and here is the highest stage. Suppose, at every stage, just like, you know, to come to this temple, I don't know how many steps are there. 1, 2, 3, 4. 10 plus 10. 20 steps, suppose. How many have counted? Anyone has counted? Our maintenance person can tell. Probably 20 steps. You don't even know. Fat, fat, fat. By the time, you know, you come up. But think of a person who is extremely old and having some very major issues. What they do? First, they put their step on one and then raise the other leg and bring it on one step. Hold the thing, wait for some time. Then put on the next step, bring the next. This is how Bahunam Janmanam Ante Dhyanavan Mam Prapadyata. Many times it may take lifetimes to learn few lessons. I was talking to an 80-year-old man. His whole life, he learnt about 8 powerful lessons the hard way. Good enough, at least 8 lessons thoroughly learnt. But there are many other lessons. If you are not smart enough to hear and learn, you have to go through and learn. So, at every step, you know, there are some rules and regulations. Just like first standard, there is a particular textbook. Second standard, there is a particular textbook. Third standard, another. 10th, pre-university, graduation, post-graduation, PhD. Everyone has a textbook, but each one's textbook is different. It is all education. Everyone is controlling themselves, studying something, elevating. So, when a person, at every stage, there are prescriptions and prohibitions. There are do's and don'ts. When you are in that particular stage, if you follow the rules and regulations of that particular stage, you are considered a pious person. But if you don't follow, if you break the or don'ts, then you are considered degraded. For example, a person who eats meat every day, breakfast, lunch and dinner, but he takes a scripture and he starts following a particular devata, and it is said, I have to offer it, and then he says, there was one person who told me, Guruvar ko main niramesh. Guruvar ko nahi ha, Guruvar ko chhota nahi. He's pious because that particular scripture that he's following, it says, on Thursdays, for this particular Devi or this particular Devata, you should fast from only these things. Anything you can eat, but not this. If he does, he is restraining himself. He is a pious person. But one day he says, Char Thursday ho gaya, ek Thursday thoda chutti deta hun. Naya rule, main khud banaunga. Nahin. Then he is fallen. So, there is no other piety and impiety other than following the rules and regulations of your stage. Ye adhikare ya nishtha. Krishna explains it to Uddhava. According to your stage, if a first standard student studies his book very nicely and says, Mama, today I finished my lessons. Really? What were your lesson? All the 26 alphabets. Really? Tell me. A, B, C, D, F. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Very good. But if a 6th standard boy then tells, Mama, I'll tell you all the 26 letters. The gadha kahin ka? 26 mein atka hua hai, upar ja bhi. Go up, go higher. You go to somebody, beta kaun sa class mein? Chauthi mein uncle. Aray, shabash. 4 years later you meet him. Beta kaun sa class mein? Chauthi mein uncle. Very fixed up devotee. Stuck at the same. You get up, 4 years later you're still there. Come on, move up. So you have to go up. But before going up, when you go up, when you put your step on the next step, you have to remove your feet from the previous step. No, usko bhi attachment hai. Wo chhodo, kaisa chhodunga main? Hai hi tumhara do pair. Ek pair upar rakh diya. Unless you remove it, you can't place it to the next step. So what was earlier your vidhi, today becomes your nishedha. Earlier you used to not eat meat only on Thursdays. Now you will eat only on Fridays. It's progress. Once in a week I'll take. Because what do? You know, I can't stop it. So somebody who is eating meat decides to eat mock meat. Just thoda maja bhi aata hai. Mock meat is something that is made out of certain, you know, kind of ingredients, which is not meat. But it tastes and, you know, feels like meat. That's progress. But somebody was never, acha kya hota hai, mere ko thoda le le, acha lagta hai yaar. One step down, because tomorrow he says, isme kuch utna maja nahi aata, original chahiye humko. As it is. Right? So there is non-alcoholic drink. As a South Indian, attached deeply to coffee, kaapi. After 10 years, I went to some devotee's house and they offered me kaapi. And it tasted exactly like that coffee. And he said, Prabhuji, this is dhania fried and all that. Bole, aur ek baar mat dena mujhe. Because all my old memories are coming back. And who knows, I may say, theek hai, abhi dhania ke badle coffee powder hi dal de. So there is a subtle movement. So, if you are following a particular stage and following the do's and don'ts, then you are considered pious. And going to the next step is considered advancement. Remaining on the same step also is considered fall down. Then many of you may say, Prabhuji, mala ghis ghis ke ho gaya, ruchi nahi paida ho raha, yami atak gaya kya main? That may be because of humility, hopefully. Or it could be because the nature of love is you feel you have no love. The more you develop attachment to something, especially spiritual, you feel that I have no taste. That humility is born of knowledge. The first sign of knowledge is humility. Amanitvam, adambhitvam. He feels very humble. Even Radharani says, I have no love for Krishna. Otherwise I would have died long ago. Of course, we shouldn't, you know, justify and relax. We should always aspire deep within to go higher and higher and feel, Sheh, I could be doing much more. Pitto patapta rasanasya narochikan. I need to, you know, do more. That should inspire us to actually move ahead. Now, another very interesting factor Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains is there are conditioned rules and constitutional rules. Constitutional rules are the do's and don'ts in its pure stage of the soul. In the pure stage of the soul, there is only one rule. That rule that governs a pure soul is prema, prema. Prema is the only rule. Love. Love means to serve for the pleasure and satisfaction of the beloved. Nothing else is the rule. Everything, all other rules are secondary. Sarva dharman parityajya. And the only prohibition is envy. That is why Mahaprabhu says, Niraparadhe nama loile pai premadhan. And one aspect of envy, if I can't go up, suppose you are here and somebody else is here. No, you are here and somebody else is here. Then we are envious. So there are two ways we can compete with this person. One is either I go up, and if I can't, I pull this guy down. Then automatically, by default, I am up. So envy means to criticize others, to find fault in others, is actually in the eyes of others to bring down that person and justify your position as above. That is why this is called as Hatimata, Vaishnava offense. And especially somebody who's received mercy, naturally he'll be empowered. He cannot. Because Krishna is manifesting through him. Krishna is all attractive. So that person will become attractive. Obviously, he is able to do effortlessly some things which others may never in their lifetime. So, instead of focusing on Krishna, then we start focusing on that person. So in that sense, envy is actually negative appreciation for somebody else's qualities, which is by Krishna's mercy being manifested. So this is the only rule and regulation. The only do is prema and only don't is envy. While for the conditioned state, there are different levels. The lowest is karma, next is jnana, and next is bhakti. At the lowest level, karma, give up sins, papa, and give up bad habits, and at least follow the varnashram rules. Chatur varnya maya sushtam. Guna karma. According to your guna, according to karma, you do that. You do that. Then the dashavida samskaras. Those samskaras are actually to help us elevate gradually. And the sandhya vandana. You start doing all this, you know, morning, afternoon, evening. All these things gradually help to elevate you. Then comes jnana. You know, where sannyas, where detachment or discussion between matter and spirit, Vedanta Shastreshu, Sadaramanta, Kaupinavanta, Khalubhagyavanta. Balka Khal, you know, analyze, analytical understanding of scriptures. What is matter? What is this? Like Lord Chaitanya told Sachimata, what is this sweet you are giving me? This sweet is made also of dirt, and I'm also eating dirt. Ye bhi dirt, wo bhi dirt. Then Sachimata chaste, all nonsense is dirt. When the clay is in the form of a pot, you store water. When the same in the form of a brick, you use it for something else. Don't talk nonsense. Get up, eat sweet meat. The Lord demonstrated mere knowledge without it leading to surrender to the Lord. Bhakti is shushka vairagya, shushka jnana, jnana vaira, jnana karmadi anavritam. But at one stage it is good within to develop the అనాసక్తస్య విషయాన్. దట్స్ యుక్త వైరాగ్య. దట్ వైరాగ్య ఇస్ వెరీ గుడ్. దెన్ ఫాలోయింగ్ రూల్స్ ఆఫ్ ద జ్ఞాన డివిజన్, లైక్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత 5th chapter, పశ్యన్ శృణ్వన్ స్పృశన్ జిఘ్రన్ అశ్నన్ గచ్చన్ స్వపన్ శ్వసన్ ప్రలపన్ విసృజన్ గృహన్ ఉన్మిషన్ నిమిషన్ అపి ఇంద్రియాణింద్రియార్థేషు వర్తంత ఇది ధారయన్. మీరు ఆంఖే దేఖ రహి హై, మేరా కాన్ సున్ రహా హై, మై ఇయర్స్ ఆర్ హియరింగ్, మై ఐస్ ఆర్ సీయింగ్, మై నోజ్ ఇస్ హియరింగ్, అండ్ ఐఎమ్ అబౌవ్, ఐ కెన్ ఈట్ ఎనీథింగ్. బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ టు బ్రహ్మన్, ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్, దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో బ్రహ్మన్, దిస్ గ్లాస్ ఆఫ్ లిక్కర్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో బ్రహ్మన్, దిస్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో బ్రహ్మన్, బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ టు బ్రహ్మన్. బ్రహ్మార్పణం అస్తు, బ్రహ్మార్పణం బ్రహ్మవీర్ బ్రహ్మాగ్నో బ్రహ్మణాహుతం. డేంజరస్. సో రూల్స్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన ఇస్ మెంట్ టు ఎలివేట్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ కర్మకాండ, గెటింగ్ స్టక్ టు సమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్, సటిల్ అటాచ్మెంట్స్. అండ్ సో వాట్ షుడ్ బి గివన్ అప్? వాట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రొహిబిషన్ ఇన్ జ్ఞాన? ఫ్రూటివ్ యాక్ట్స్, కర్మకాండ షుడ్ బి గివన్ అప్. Forbidden activities should be given up. Attachment to sense gratification, gross, unfavorable, unwanted, those things should be given up. Next you move to the next level of that is bhakti. In bhakti, what are the do's? Indifference. Anasakta vishaya. Mila to mila. If I got it, okay. Tomorrow I didn't get it, it's all right. Comes, thank you Krishna. Didn't come, thank you Krishna. Gradual indifference. Activities favorable to devotion. Anukulyasya sankalpo. Activities favorable. Following the rules of the jnana division that you can follow. Okay, and cultivation devotion. And what are the don'ts? Any activity opposed to the Lord. What is favorable today, if tomorrow it becomes an obstruction, you should give that up. Sometimes in Bhakti Samrasan you say, sometimes we go to some holy place, then we give up one favorite item. That's one of the rules of 64 items of devotional service. Give up one of your favorite items. Ye prasad hai. Aur prasad hai. Par ohi prasad kyun? Oh wala prasad mere ko acha laga. Ye prasad. Hey, come on, rise up. Little bit, little bit, little bit. Even within bhakti, we'll discuss that. So, then you move for the jnana section and then above and above to the bhakti section. And after you come to bhakti, what is the main qualification to enter into bhakti? Main, one qualification. One important qualification is shraddha. Adau shraddha. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. అజ్ఞశ్చర అశ్రద్ధదానశ్చ సంశయాత్మ వినశ్యతి. సో దట్ శ్రద్ధ. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ శ్రద్ధ? ఫెయిత్. ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ ద ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ ద ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద స్పిరిట్ సోల్, ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ ద ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్. బట్ బిలీఫ్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ డస్ నాట్ మీన్ నిగ్లెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. ఓవర్ ఎంఫసిస్ ఆన్ పరలోక అండ్ నిగ్లెక్టింగ్ ఇహలోక ఇస్ నాట్ రికమెండెడ్ ఇన్ ద గీత. Just do the needful. Indifference to ihaloka, but attachment to paraloka. Mere attachment to paraloka and neglect, one can't sustain in the long run. And so therefore, adho shraddha, tata shraddha. Acha, at shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, bhava, prema. Even these are like steps. And at each level, there are different steps. Do's and don'ts. If a new devotee is coming, a new person is coming, and we say, oh, aap kitna mala karte hain? Ek mala karte hain. Oh, shabash, very good. And some senior, stable, steady devotee sees, oh, Prabhuji is encouraging somebody who's chanting one round. And you go and ask him, who's there for 8 years, who was chanting 16 rounds, and he said, tu kitna kar raha hai? दो कर रहा हूं. गधा कहीं का दो क्यों कर रहा है? 16 करता था ना तू. सो इवन इन भक्ति आदव श्रद्धा एटलीस्ट यू हैव डेवलप फेथ इन चैंटिंग द होली नेम. ग्लोरियस. यू एनकरेज. But the same, somebody else doing that, you may discourage. Because on that platform, one has to rise up a little bit. So, even in bhakti, there are different stages. You know? Prabhupada, in the very beginning stages, Prabhupada would have this huge gulab jamuns made and, you know, we all hear that story. Gulab jamuns were placed and anyone would come, eat till your neck. And they would eat. Everyone would eat nicely. Ah, Swamiji is very good. Swamiji's teachings, I don't know teachings, but after the teaching what we get? That's really good. So people would come and eat nicely. After some time he said, Bhalona khaive ar bhalona parive. Oh, too much eating is not good. But Swamiji, you told that you should eat till here. So Prabhupada said, when I told you, you followed, na? Now I am telling you, you follow this also. So when I told you, you were very eager. Because, rogi baisiddha halu anna, vaidri heliddu halu anna. In Kannada there is a saying, the patient wanted to drink, always eat milk and rice. Favorite, milk and rice, my favorite. And he goes to the doctor and doctor says, only milk and rice for the next 1 month. You're so such a nice doctor. But then after 1 month he says, not totally no milk, no rice. Only chapati and sabji, whatever. Dal roti khao, prabhu ke gun gao. This is not good, doctor. I think you should study your books properly. So, when we move ahead, unless we give up the lower rules, we will not actually progress. At one time, you know, I've seen devotees that myself would do full plate of Mahaprasad, pure Mahaprasada, directly from the plate of their lordships. But after some time I felt, bahut kha raha hai tu. Thoda kam karna. Baat ke kha yaar. Kam se kam share it with others. It's happened. Sir. I've cried while eating the sweets. I'm crying. Nahi karna, nahi karna. But at the same time I'm eating. Eventually one sweet, I just threw it out of from the terrace. Arre, prasad phek diya. Kauwa khayega. Tere ko kya hai? Koi to koi khayega. Isha vasya midam sarma. Tu mat kha bas. So as we go higher, organically, naturally, and gradually, one should go to a higher step. Not prematurely. Markata vairagya na karo loka dikhaya, yatha yogya vishay bhunja anasakta hoya. Lord Chaitanya told and ran to meet, hey, Markata Vairagya Nagaro, don't like a monkey renunciate. Lokadika, just to show the world, how advanced I am. Yatha Yogya Vishaya Bhunja. You accept sense gratification. Senses are meant to be gratified. Huh? Prabhuji, aap kya bol rahe? Vyasa Sandhya Vyadi bol rahe, aapko malum hai? Itne saal se aapne suna, no sense gratification. Senses are meant to be satisfied, not to be gratified. When does sense satisfaction become sense gratification? Those things that are unfavorable, those that are unwanted, those that are not accepted as the mercy of the Lord, then it becomes unnecessary. So what is necessary today may not be necessary tomorrow. Or what is not possible today, maybe comfortable tomorrow, may not be like that. So this is a progress. If we don't, that means we are stuck. Then, very, very exalted souls, when they reach a high level, they may sometimes follow the lower rules as they like. But they are not obligated. They may follow and they may at times neglect. Like Govinda, it is a wrong thing to even touch somebody else with our feet. Somebody, people are sitting, as an etiquette, you cannot just jump over someone and walk. even without touching, but just dham dham like Hanumanji jumping around. No. You have to, you know, make way. You just, please, you know, and then you move like that. Why? Just like Hanumanji has put this tail, you know, in the Kadali Vana, he had put his tail and Bhima came there and Hanumanji in the form of a monkey. Bhima said, hey, remove your tail. Why? Because I can't cross. I am an old man, you remove the tail. Can you imagine? Even the tail he did not jump. Why? Because the Lord is seated in the heart of every living entity. So how can I jump over the Lord situated in the form? Not him. But the Lord expansion is sitting there. So kicking someone, touching the lowest part of your body, the feet, to someone's body is considered disregard, disrespect, or not seeing Krishna. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pashyati. Not seeing Krishna's energy there. So with advancement, we start seeing Krishna everywhere, everything, and appropriately deal with it. Yatha yatha. Sakale sammana karite shakati dehonatha yatha yatha. So, by obligation, and the same Lord, I mean, when Lord Chaitanya was sleeping, can you imagine the Supreme Lord is sleeping and Govinda wanted to massage his feet, but he was sitting right at the door. Govinda said, Mahaprabhu, please move. Mahaprabhu said, I am tired. But I am supposed to massage your feet. You do want what you want to do. Can you imagine? The Lord is sleeping. You have to cross over him. So he took out his chadar, put it on the Lord, and jumped over and started massaging his feet for 40 minutes. After 40 minutes, Mahaprabhu woke up and he said, Govinda, did you take prasad? Because prasad was kept outside. He came inside the room to massage the feet. Prasad was kept outside. So he had to cross again to go to eat outside. So Lord Chaitanya said, how did you come in? I crossed your body. By putting a chadar, I crossed your body. Because I wanted to serve you. I said, same way you could have gone out. Govinda didn't say anything. But in his heart he was thinking, my Lord, to serve you, I will break any damn principle. But for my own purpose, for my own interest, I will not break even the smallest rule. Because rule is to please Krishna. To serve Krishna, to hell with all the rules. Because I am serving Krishna. But if any other rule is against the service of Krishna, and simply for my interest. So what is the one essential principle that the highest to the lowest devotee keeps in mind while doing all, while maneuvering through all these rules and regulations? The essential principle, Padma Puran says, Smartavya Satatam Vishnur Vismartavyo Na Jatu Chit. Sarve Vidhi Nishedhyasyuhu Etayoreva Kinkara. All the other rules and regulations are subordinate to this one principle. To remember Krishna always in a loving way, in a favorable way. Anukulyasya anayane Krishnanushilanam. Anukulyasya. Kamsa was remembering. But Kamsa was not favorably remembering. So, smartavya satatam vishnur vismartavya. If you're making me forget, to hell with the rules. Sarodharman parityajya. That is why the yagyik brahmanas curse themselves. Dhik janmana trivadyatya. Dhik kula. Dhik vratam. What nonsense, all the vratas. Lord Krishna has come and asking for food and we have rejected him. While our wives are glorious, they broke all damn rules and they went actually to serve Krishna. So even in devotional service, but this cannot be whimsically done. We need guidance of sadhu, guru and shastra. One cannot whimsically think that I am now advanced. I think ye level ho gaya, mera bhakti shastri ho gaya na abhi. Now I have done my bhakti shastri. I think bhakti vaibhav. Now the bhakti vaibhav, vaibhav of bhakti I am experiencing. So shastri, tum log padho. No, vaibhav. So, in this way, you know, things have to be followed. Hare Krishna. I'll just take 5 more minutes. Because 2 things that is brought out so beautifully in the purport. That Shuka Mukhad Amrita Drava Sabhyutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvahavika. You have to hear one emphasis that is here being emphasized about Shukadeva Goswami is Shuka Mukhad Amrita Drava Sabhyutam. The original speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada writes. Though the writer was Vyasadeva, the original speaker, why did he say original speaker? Did Vyasadeva not speak? Did Narada not speak? Did Lord not speak? Good question. Homework for all of you. I was thinking because first time public Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Satta. Probably I'm just kind of. I'm not supposed to speculate while sitting on the Vyasasana. Sorry. But it says here, original speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, what does it mean? One thing that, the Vedic fruit, which is the mature and ripe, which is mature and ripe in Vedic knowledge, is spoken through the lips of Srila Shukadeva Goswami, who is compared to the parrot, not for his ability to recite the Bhagavatam exactly as he heard it from his learned father. Now there was a parrot one of my friends had in when we were in Orissa. So their son's name was Gullu. Gulshan. His name was Gulshan Narula. So they just call him Gullu. The mother would always say, Gullu, 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 Gullu. Even when the parrot would call exactly like his mother. Exactly. You know, you will not even find out exact repetition. Some parrots in Africa, South Africa, I saw. They can repeat the whole sentence. Sometimes we can repeat the whole class of somebody else's. Shuka Mukhad. As it is. Because Prabhupada said as it is. But without any real. Something is better than nothing, of course. Don't ask me question. Because if you ask question, I don't know. Because I repeated very high stuff. So therefore it is said, not exactly as he heard it from his learned father, but for his ability to present the work in a manner that would appeal to the classes, to all classes of men. This is an expertise. This is an expertise. To all classes of men. How will you do that, Baba? Because इनको बोला तो इनके सर के ऊपर से जाए इनको बोला तो वो सो जाएंगे इमेजिन हाईली रियलाइज्ड पीपल आर सिटिंग देयर इफ यू स्पीक ऑफ कोर्स देही नोस्मिन यथा देहे कैन टेक देम टू एक्सटेसी आल्सो बट दे विल टॉलरेट एंड सिट सो इफ यू स्पीक एट दिस लेवल दे गेट बोर्ड इफ यू स्पीक एट दैट लेवल एवरीथिंग गोज अबाउट देयर हेड हाउ डू यू एक्सप्रेस टू ऑल क्लासेस ऑफ मैन. When we speak, not for their pleasure, but for the pleasure of the Lord, for the pleasure of the parampara, at the same time, at a level that they can relate, connect, and appreciate. This requires realization. This requires realization and a genuine service attitude. I'm here to serve. It's a big responsibility to sit in this place. Vyas Asan. So, please listen to from Prabhupada's own mouth. What does he say about what does it mean to speak with personal realization? This is a beautiful I'll just read this paragraph. What does it mean to speak with personal realization? Yeah. Personal realization does not mean that one should, out of vanity, attempt to show one's learning by trying to surpass the previous acharyas. Actually, I know better than, you know, Prabhupada gave it for basically some kind of simple people because they were hippies. But I can tell you something that is not written in these books. You may say something, but if this attitude is, I know better than this person. When in Varanasi, Vallabha Bhatta approached Lord Chaitanya and he said, I can share with you some Bhagavatam which is better than Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami is considered the original commentator of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Lord Chaitanya accepted. So when Vallabha Bhatta told that I can present, you know, better than Sridhar Swami, the Lord Chaitanya said something to the effect that if one who does not accept the Swami is a prostitute. Serious. Comment. That means, what is a prostitute? The intelligence is considered a prostitute when it is not connected to the Lord. Yadami buddhi yogam tam. The Lord is the master of the intelligence. Dhyampati, Lokapati, Dharapati. He is the Pati. So if it is not chased to the Pati, then that intelligence, that mind, that speech is asati. Asati means unchaste. Next it says, he must have full confidence in the previous acharyas. And at the same time, he must realize the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for the particular circumstances in a suitable manner. Each of these adjectives are very powerful. We can speak hours on each of this. First of all, you realize the subject matter. That means do your homework. One magician whom I assisted in my college days, big magician, he does magic for only 40 minutes, but his preparation would be for 8 hours. And when he would suddenly from the, you know, he would make a like this. And he would say, he'll put some seeds, he'll put some water, and he'll put some clay, and he would say, now, okay, I have put the seeds off, brinjal, carrot, this, and then he would throw out carrots, he would throw out brinjal, and then he would do like this, and nothing would come. No seeds, no dust, no water. And everyone was like, wow, where did he get these carrots from? Only I knew. Because morning I had gone to the market to purchase carrot, brinjal, everything, and whichever I had brought, same thing he was throwing. I don't know what he did, where the dust went, I don't know. But this much I know. Janmadyasya yataha. So, and he said, for 40 minutes, you have to prepare for 8 hours. This is an expert person. Meaning, it's not that he was overconfident thinking that, yeah, I know this, I can sit there and I can just kind of. No, it's a service. And we chant the invocation prayers that we can become an instrument of the Lord's compassion. We have no power. Please, Krishna, put the right words in my mouth that I may remain chaste and I may present it in a suitable manner for the understanding of the audience. That means you should know the audience well, their needs well, your preparation should be well, your attitude should be well. The original purpose of the text must be maintained. No obscure meaning should be screwed out of it. Yet it should be presented in an interesting manner for the understanding of the audience. This is called realization. Such an amazing. This is 1.4.1, verse number, first canto, fourth chapter, first verse, purport. Such a beautiful verse. So deep in terms of what does it mean to speak. So Shukadeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam not exactly what Vyasadeva must have told. He may have added many stories. Through Brihad Bhagavatamrat, we understand that Parikshit Maharaj told Uttara the whole Srimad Bhagavatam and he never touched upon seventh canto. Prahlad Maharaj, he did touch. But he told many others, nothing was there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. South Indian Brahman, or the South Indian king, Varanasi Brahman, Indra, Shiva, Brahma, Prahlad, Hanuman, Pandavas, Yadus, Uddhava, the gopis. Hey, Bhagavatam mein kaise rahe? Brihad Bhagavatamrat. So it's that. So, a person who is very, very superficial, he spoke something else. No. At the end of the day, is it creating that dormant Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Koroye Udaye Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem? If at the end of that endeavor, if people's natural dormant love for Krishna, which is there, which is covered over, Tata rajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayasche cheta etai ranavidhamsitam sattve prasidati evam prasanna manaso. If it is heard properly by the audience, if it is expressed properly by the speaker, it has to create an attraction for the rasa. Wow! Rasaraj Sri Krishna. Rasa Bihari. He is full of juice. And anyone who has tasted this juice, everything else of this world will fall apart. But a professional person, he's not considered about pleasing the Lord. He's considered about pleasing the audience because they have to pay him. So if the audience have to pay, you have to deliver what they want. That's business, right? If you will pay only when the person delivers what you want. We want entertainment. At the same time, we want the feeling that we are very, very high stuff. So directly go to 10th canto. Ras Leela. Rasa Panchadhyaya. We will discuss Gopi Geet. We discuss Gopi Geet, you know. We always discuss Gopi Geet. We don't discuss that Prahlad Dhruva story. Ale, Lord Chaitanya is hearing 100 times Dhruva and Prahlad. Because once you realize Krishna, in every word you will see Krishna. You will fall in love with the battle of Kurukshetra. My Krishna is there. I love Kurukshetra. Acha. Kyu? Kyunki my Krishna is there. To hell with Kurukshetra. Of course not. The idea is, if Krishna is there, if it's connected with Krishna, I love it. I don't mind hearing it again and again and again. Vayam tu na vitrupyamaha uttama shloka vikrame yat shrinvatam rasajnanam swadu swadu pade pade. You can speak the same example 100 times and still feel, wow, I never looked at this perspective. That is the proof that we have developed a taste. Simply touching Srimad Bhagavatam, opening any page, hopefully tears should flow. Now the tear flows because no tear flows. We cry. Why don't I cry? In fact, if it is held for too long, then I cry. Why don't we stop? So we have a long way to go. But he gives benediction here. That, okay, in Kali Yuga, because the question was asked, Prayana Alpayushaha, Kalavasmin Yugejana, Manda, Sumandamateyo, Mandabhaga, that, no qualification. Inke liye kya hope hai Maharaj? Where is the hope for them? Here is the hope. Shushu Shubhis Tatkshanat. Nigama kalpataroor galitam phalam. The ripened fruit, only juice. No karmakanda seed. No jnanakanda skin. Pure bhakti, unalloyed. And made specifically more juicy by Shuka Mukhad. And who is the representative? The current representative of the parampara. The same Prabhupada book, but there are people, his sincere, dedicated followers. When they pick up one verse and they start speaking, you say, wow, ye juice ka aadha iske andar. I read this so many times, but I never understood it this way. They squeeze the juice. Anki paaje ka? Anki aahe ho? You put it inside, you know. You put the ganna and then, wow, so much juice. Shuka Mukhal, and especially when, with this personal realization, people with this attitude, with full knowledge, pure. That is why Suta Goswami is glorified in the next following verses, 2-3 verses later. Toya khalu puranani setihasani cha anagha. You are pure. So the person's lifestyle, his words, his thoughts, his attitude must be pure. He must be well learned in the scriptures to present any question that comes to establish the superiority of the Nigama Kalpataroor against all other conclusions, you know, of the Shad Darshan. So you must be aware of those darshans and the conclusion of that darshan. And thirdly, Bruyuhu Snigdhasya Shishyasya Guravo Guhyam Api. You have been blessed by your spiritual masters. You didn't barge into sitting here. You didn't demand to speak Bhagavatam. We are inviting you. You have been blessed by Balaramji. After the father was killed, he has empowered you. He has blessed you. We are also blessing you. Speak. And therefore, Bruyuhu Snigdhasya Shishyasya. Saumya. Two things are used. You are Saumya. You are pure and simple. And number two, Snigdha means Snigdha means very malleable. When a person is very malleable, then Guru can, you know, kya bolte, to make that person as he wants you. Just like when a clay is very malleable, you can make it any shape you want. Because you are so submissive, Snigdhasya Shishyasya. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya tattvadarshina. They have blessed you. Your guru has blessed you because you are so malleable. Because you have no false ego. Because the ego becomes straight and that cannot make it malleable. You have loved that. You are so humble. And therefore, please speak it. So in this way, in these beautiful verses, the benediction is given, and within these three verses, everything, the namaskar, the glory of the Lord, the glory of the content, wherever you touch it, it's going to be rasamalayam. The amazing part is rasamalayam means wherever you touch, squeeze it, pure juice will come out. Nothing else. And then here is giving the benediction. Shushru shubhis. That's what you need to do. You need to do anything. Pibbata, just drink please. Drink. Bana ke de diya, ready-made. Mangola. Amras. Now Amras is going to come because summer is going to start. But this is 24-hour, 365 days summer only. Pure mango juice of Lord Chaitanya's type. So, rasika, bhuvi bhavaka. Then, we will develop a higher taste. Rasavarjam, rasopyasya, parandrishtva. And we will, by default, in due course, will become thoughtful and expert in maneuvering through this material world without getting diverted, because we have developed that higher taste. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
नहीं,